course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon on the phone line rather than Dan Zwicker, who normally joins us for Thursday. He took off a little bit early for Labor Day. Is Matt Bennett. He's Channel Seeds grains market analyst and specialist consultant. Joins us from his Windsor, Illinois office. Good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for being with us, Matt.
Yeah, no problem, Tom.
Well, as we talk about this marketplace and we discussed earlier this morning, it looks like there is a good corn crop and continues to be a good corn crop and a soybean crop that really enjoyed rainfall across a large part of the Midwest in the last few days. Rain may continue to come. There will be some that might be worried about more rain than they want, but at this time of year, I would think that would just be a good sign for production.
Yeah, this time of year, it's obviously a good thing for beans. You know, guys might be worried about a little bit too much water, of course, but for the most part, rain does make grain, especially in the month of August, and we're in late August. A lot of these beans have been running a little bit behind, and I think this is definitely going to be exactly what a lot of the beans needed.
What are your thoughts about basis levels locally? Because there are some things on old crop that are happening at this point, especially for soybeans. Where are the basis levels really good? And I think some are still a little on the weak side in other places.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I noticed last week one day a $1 disparity within about 10 miles of me in country elevators on old crop bean bases. To me, it's almost a moot issue. There are very few beans that I can tell you that I know about that are unsold. There are still a few, but I think, you know, as we get closer to harvest, there's obviously going to be some tug of war there. And I know that we've got some beans that are being harvested in the south. And as we get more beans, obviously it's going to take a little bit of that inverse away. You know, if I was still actually sitting on a few, I'd be awfully worried because basis has actually settled down a fair amount in the last few days and toned down quite a bit. And I've seen basis break as much as $1.50 in some locations.
No, this farmers sometimes misconstrue these things and think this means that we will have better prices for soybeans going into the fall once they get into harvest. That isn't always the case. Oftentimes is not the case. It's simply a matter of supply runs out momentarily, and so they have to bid up for it. What do you expect? And when, as we move through the month, the end of this month and into the month of September in terms of basis erosion, and how far apart are old and new crop bids at this time?
Well, it just depends on where you're at. The old and new crop bids are you know, at least $1.50 apart in most places. And so, obviously, if a guy had a chance, you know, to cut some early beans, which I don't know, I don't think there's anything even close around us, then it would certainly be a good thing. But whenever you start having a harvest, you know, in the south and it starts creeping to the north, obviously you're going to end up taking basis is going to take a hit. And so, you know, I would expect by the time that guys are cutting beans in central Illinois, there's not going to be much premium. I just don't see it happening because I think that there will be enough beans in the pipeline at that point. You know, we're switching from a really tight old crop situation to one, you know, of literally abundance compared to the last few years when we look at stocks and stocks to usage.
What are your thoughts on the corn market?
Well, I think with corn, it's a little bit tough to gauge this, but you know, obviously there's lots of different scenarios throughout the Midwest. I've talked to guys that think they've got the best crop they've ever had, and I've talked to guys that don't have such a good crop, and so this is a pretty tough year to market. But one thing that I can say with relative certainty is that the basis is most likely going to be pretty weak in the middle of harvest, especially, you know, in some of these areas in central Illinois where we've got pretty darn good corn, and, you know, in Indiana and Iowa. I mean, we know a lot of areas have a really, really good yield coming. And so, you know, if nothing else, again, I would say a guy that maybe needs a little bit of money in the fall would probably be wise to at least lock in his basis, if nothing else. And then I really don't see the board rallying a whole lot. It sure was nice to see this today, but I don't really expect this to be too long-lived.
As a farmer, are you going to put corn in the bin first? I think that's what you've told me in the past. And then if you have to move it into town, store it there?
Well, I think that what I would recommend for most guys is to go ahead and be delivering to town at first, just simply because I'm afraid we're going to run out of space. And it might be such a thing that the elevators may not be able to run near as fast as what guys want. If you've got five or six or seven guys delivering to an elevator that normally can dump several guys, this corn's good enough that if guys, you know, have the ability to get it to town, it's really going to create some havoc. And so I think that it might be such a thing I deliver right away, especially if there's any drying deals, and I could foresee that happen for a week or two. And then after that, I would probably be looking to, you know, fill my bins last, simply because I'm afraid a lot of these elevators are actually going to run out of room this year pretty quickly.
I'm sorry, you have told me that before, and I picked it up the wrong way again. But you're gonna fill those bins last. With soybeans, what are you going to do?
I think with beans, you know, in my opinion, most of the guys that, and myself included, I would say about all of my beans are either priced or protected, and so they're going to go across the scales. I'm going to save storage for corn. Is the way that I'm looking at it. I know that there's going to be, for instance, right now, a lot of elevators have a 20 to 24 cent carry to January, because, you know, they'd like to encourage guys maybe to not go ahead and bring it in the fall. And so, you know, if a guy wanted to sell right now, it'd probably be smart to say, hey, these are going to be some of my bin bushels. I'm going to sell them for January and pick up that carry, because that's definitely more than normal.
Are you of the opinion, and I think that we've read this from Daryl Good in this past week, that there is a possibility that the corn low, at least in the futures markets, will come earlier rather than later in the fall?
Well, I think that's a definite possibility as far as the way the board works. But, you know, as you and I have talked about before, I think the thing people need to be real cautious about is the board may come to a price level that we encounter a fair amount of support. You know, and then we may break basis 20 or 30 cents. And so I definitely want guys to be aware of that just because we're not going to be going lower on the board, that doesn't mean that, you know, things have stabilized enough they can expect to get any sort of a rally, because I think that any rally will most certainly be mitigated, you know, by basis deteriorating.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us, and we do appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Tom.
Matt Bennett, of course, as a grains market analyst for Channel Seeds, a consultant with them, joins us from his Windsor, Illinois office, fills in for Dan Zwicker. If you'd like to hear what he has to say again, you can do that on our website. The address is willag.org. That's willag.org.